Welcome back, and congratulations to John in Reisterstown, or as my drunken producer types it on the screen, Resisterstown. Fight on. Fight the power. John in Resisterstown out there. You won the two tickets to go see John Fogerty at the Lyric. We'll be giving them away more. Don't worry if you didn't win today. There's no reason to cry. But there might be if you're continuing the discussion on illegal immigration and Supreme Court decision today. No longer can a state require you to prove that you are a citizen. All they need you to do is sign a piece of paper saying you are. Basically, let's take the word of everybody. And joining me to discuss the implications of that in the context of what it means to your vote and illegal immigration is Hans von Spakovsky. He is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a former member of the Federal Elections Commission. So he knows a thing or two about this. He's also co-author of Who's Counting How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk with John Fund. Hans, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me on.
So, Hans, this decision came down today, and it came down in the midst of the immigration debate. As that begins to heat up, now we're saying a state can't make you prove that you're a United States citizen. Does this decision go further to harm possibly harm every individual's vote?
Well, it does, but it's not quite as bad as it's being painted in the media. Mm-hmm. First of all, I've heard some folks say that this was a voter ID case. It wasn't. Arizona, in fact, passed a voter ID requirement at the very same time they put in this proof of citizenship requirement. The voter ID provision wasn't even before the court.
So it's being challenged, though. It has to be being challenged, right?
Well, it was challenged. They lost, and then they just dropped it. So the voter ID law is in place in Arizona. This requirement said that when you register to vote, you got to provide proof of citizenship. And it was anything from your driver's license to your birth certificate to your naturalization papers. What the court said today is the state can't do that, but only in connection with the federal voter registration form.
So in state elections for governor, for everything except for Congress, they could require this.
Well, if somebody tries to register, every state, Arizona included, they have both a state registration form and a federal form. Mm-hmm. And if in Arizona, the court said, if you're using the federal form, the state can require you to provide proof of citizenship. The other thing they said, Justice Scalia kind of left an opening for Arizona. He said, well, look, Arizona can apply to the federal agency. There's this agency called the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. They're the ones in charge of that federal voter registration form. They can apply to them and ask them to put in a state-specific instruction so that anybody from Arizona wants to register and use that federal form, they can ask the EAC put in an instruction saying you got to provide proof of citizenship. And Scalia said if the EAC refuses to do it, they can sue them. And he put in a very interesting footnote at the end. He said the Arizona could claim that the EAC refusing to allow Arizona to do that is arbitrary because they recently said Louisiana could, in fact, ask for some more documentation for people who don't have an ID.
So this is a defeat today, but in the grand scheme of things, sounds like Justice Scalia laid out a roadmap where this could be legal.
Derek, that is exactly right. It is an initial defeat, but he laid out a roadmap for what Arizona can do to get this in place in the future. And like I said, it's partially in place because anybody uses a state form to register, they can require proof of citizenship. And look, Arizona, in fact, provided proof in this case of people who were not U.S. citizens who had registered and voted in elections in Arizona.
And that is the most disturbing thing if we're looking at giving amnesty to millions upon millions of people in this country. I want to ask you a little broader question about the voting problems we have in here. Well, I have because I know you're an expert on this. The state of Maryland was recently discovered has tens of thousands of dead voters on their voter rolls. And those people, you know, people who are older than the oldest man on the planet. They're older. They've been on there for more than 114 years old. They're still on the voting rolls in here. What is to stop anybody from going in and saying, I'm, Jebediah Johnson, and getting a ballot?
There's nothing because, as you know, you don't have to show an ID. But look, it's even worse. The Washington Times did an investigation, and they found 13,000 people who were registered both in Maryland, I think it was Prince William, and in D.C. And in fact, they found lots of them had voted in both D.C. and Maryland in the November 2012 election.
Why does nobody care about why does the media not care about this? Because if the media cared about this, something would get done, because if people found out about this, they would be outraged that their vote, you know, that we're told it's sacrosanct to the point that you can't even ask for a photo ID. It's so important. Yet we find out the government is doing zero to protect something they claim is so sacrosanct you can't ask for a photo ID to protect.
Well, because the story in the media is that there's no voter fraud in this country, and if you talk about it, then you must be a racist who's trying to suppress people's mm-hmm. votes. I mean, I've had that accusation made against me, so has John Fund, my co-author. And so the media, they don't like reporting about stuff like this.
But it is very, very, I mean, it won't make much of a difference in a state like Maryland. We're blue, and we're just going to see a D, and they're going to check the box. But there are plenty of states where this makes a difference. Is there
yes.
any state that is, I know the federal government isn't going to make a move on this. Are there states that are examples that people should look to for solutions to this very real problem nobody wants to admit is a problem?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Kansas, for example, Georgia, Arizona, Indiana.
What are they doing?
All of them have passed laws that require you to show a government-issued photo ID when you vote. Kansas, Arizona, Georgia have put in a proof of citizenship requirement when you register to vote. Kansas even put in a requirement that said that not only do you have to show ID when you vote in person, you got to provide a photocopy of an ID when you vote by absentee ballot. And that
oh,
is
wow.
that's a terrific idea, because absentee ballots, you know, those are the tools of choice of people who want to steal elections.
What about this this idea that's probably come into being maybe the last 10 years of early voting, where places like in Florida, you can vote for a month, up to a month before the actual election? Nowhere in the Constitution, to my reading of it, does it provide for that. Where does this come from, and why has this not been challenged?
You know, that's something that election officials like because they think it's easier to spread out.
There was a time in our country not too long ago when everybody voted on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and we did just fine.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's good for people to be voting. One of the states, I think, was South Carolina. Remember, people were voting before they'd even held the first presidential debate in the November election. And that means people are voting. They don't have the same information. If something happens in a couple days before Election Day, something that could make you change your mind, you know, it's too late.
Or if the voter dies.
Yeah, that's exactly
two
right.
2 weeks
too.
Before the election, they should not have a say, and yet they do under our current system. Is there any appetite for this in Congress on either side of the aisle to fix this system, Hans?
Both sides have things they'd like to do, but there's no way anything in Congress is going to pass on these kind of election issues, because it causes more fights than just about any other issue.
Sad, sad statement of our country and our situation right now. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, author of the book Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. Thanks for alleviating some of my concerns about this Supreme Court decision, and we'll hopefully see it develop better for all of us in the future, Hans. I appreciate your time.
Happy to do it.